This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Gaza's health ministry on Thursday said the death toll from 10 months of Israel's military offensive against the Hamas terrorist group had crossed 40,000, Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
The grim milestone comes as a new round of ceasefire talks was underway in Qatar's capital, Doha, aimed at ending the bloody conflict and securing the release of more than 100 Israeli hostages held captive by Hamas militants in Gaza. A ceasefire outlined in the spring by U.S. President Joe Biden would pause fighting and begin the return of the hostages, but both sides have blamed the other for failing to reach an agreement. The high-level negotiations on Thursday include Israeli, Egyptian, and American spy chiefs and Qatar's prime minister.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on Thursday claimed his country's troops have taken full control of Sudza, which would be the largest Russian town to fall under Ukraine's purview since the start of its cross-border incursion more than a week ago. Zelensky said Ukraine's military is setting up a command office, which suggests Ukraine might plan to remain in the Kursk region long-term or just a signal to Moscow that it may intend to do so. United Nations Deputy Spokesman Farhan Haq on Thursday repeated the World Health Organization's announcement that the Mpox virus is a public health emergency of international concern.
WHO is warning also about the potential of this Mpox virus to spread further across countries in Africa and possibly outside the continent.
And indeed, the World Health Organization on Thursday confirmed a case of the viral infection Mpox in Sweden that was linked to an outbreak in Africa, the first sign of its spread outside the continent, a day after the WHO declared the disease a global public health emergency. This is VOA News. The United Nations Human Rights Office on Thursday joined calls for Zimbabwe's government to release more than 100 activists detained ahead of Saturday's Southern African Development Community Summit. Columbus Mavhunga reports from Harare.
UN Human Rights Office spokesperson Saif Magango said his organization was monitoring the situation in Zimbabwe.
We at the UN Human Rights Office are concerned by reports of arrests, harassment and intimidation of human rights defenders and political activists in Zimbabwe.
Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights says that since mid-June, there has been a wave of arrests of pro-democracy activists nationwide, with some in hiding. The government says they were arrested for planning to protest at this weekend's SADC summit, where 16 heads of state and government are expected in Harare. Columbus Mavhunga, VOA News, Harare.
Venezuela's opposition has been dealt a blow as countries that had been pressuring President Nicolas Maduro to release vote tallies backing his claim to victory in last month's presidential election are now suggesting the possibility of repeating the contest. The proposal from the leftist governments of Colombia and Brazil came Thursday, less than 3 weeks after the results of the highly anticipated election came into question when the main opposition coalition revealed it had proof that its candidate defeated Maduro. Venezuelan opposition leader Maria Corina Machado quickly rejected any plan to redo the election. A prosecutor on Thursday says five people have been charged in connection with American actor Matthew Perry's death last October, including the actor's assistant and two doctors. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
In addition to five suspects being charged with Matthew Perry's overdose death, we're learning more about his addiction to ketamine. DEA Administrator Ann Milgram says Perry had been receiving the drug legally through a clinic, but his addiction grew more severe.
He turned to unscrupulous doctors who saw Perry as a way to make quick money.
Up to $2,000 a vial. Prosecutors allege the doctor got Perry's personal assistant, who's also been arrested, to inject the drug into the actor. They say that's what killed Perry in October of 2023. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Donald Trump is asking the judge in his New York hush money criminal case to delay his sentencing until after the November U.S. presidential election. In a letter made public on Thursday, a lawyer for the former president and current Republican nominee suggested that sentencing Trump as scheduled on September 18th, about 7 weeks before Election Day, would amount to election interference. I'm Joe Ramsey.